ask her if you don't believe me." Lori turned away from the water toward the trees, where Gerald and their mother sat in the shade, her reading, him blowing the foam off a can of beer from the cooler. It was too far to shout, so Lori squinted up at her brother as if to assess his honesty. He struggled to keep a straight face.
"Fine,"
she said, finally, sulking until he let go of her hand. Owen recalled snippets of a hushed conversation in the car on their way up to the lake, while Lori sang along to the music from her colorful My First Sony Walkman. Their mother hadn't wanted to come here, that much he'd been able to hear, but Gerald, who was usually neither strong nor determined, had put his foot down, literally stepping on the accelerator, and had refused to reply to Margaret Sadler's passive-aggressive comments about Gerald's impending drunkenness, until she'd finally given up her protests, saying, "Fine," in the same sulky tone their daughter did now. Lori trudged to within a few paces of the water and peered back, apparently waiting for Owen to follow. He did, but only after realizing, too late, what she'd had in mind. Once she'd figured out he was too far away to catch up to her, she turned and ran, the sort of deke out the boys playing football might have applauded.
"Cripes," he muttered, and chased after her.
Lori's little legs carried her into the surf before Owen had made it halfway to the water's edge. She was already up to her waist when he stopped dead where the waves left shapes in the sand as they retreated, disintegrating bit by bit a small mound of wet earth that had once been a sandcastle. Suddenly, Owen no longer felt the sun's baking heat. Instead, a cold, shuddering fear gripped him from head to toe. There were creatures in the water with sharp teeth and spiny fins. There were blood-sucking leeches and turtles with vicious alligator snouts. There were slippery, slimy things that squirmed in the muck at the bottom of the lake, hideous blind invertebrates that had never seen daylight. A wind whipped his hair. He turned and watched as it swished through the trees, tilting pines and rustling the branches of enormous maples. A steel-gray cloud suddenly blocked the sun. Owen frowned uneasily and turned back toward the water to see Lori's sun hat blowing from her head. She cried out, half laughing, and chased it farther out into the lake. Out where it should have been too deep to stand, a man Owen hadn't noticed before was standing up to his ankles in the lake. Dressed in a white-buttoned shirt and loose-fitting black pants, from whose right pocket Owen caught a glimmer of gold. The man locked eyes with him, and Owen found himself unable to look away. The wind caught the man's dark hair, and a malicious grin spread below his mustache. The man stretched out a hand toward Owen.
"Lori!"
Owen hadn't meant to scream, had only meant to call her out of the water. But the boys further down the beach looked over at the sound of his cracking voice and snickered. Owen wheeled to see Gerald and his mother rising from the picnic blanket.
"Oh, God, they're coming over,"
he thought, feeling the familiar warmth return, rising up his neck to his cheeks as embarrassment seized him.
"What's the big idea?"
Lori grumbled, having retrieved her hat and waded back to where Owen now stood. She looked back out over the water, following his troubled gaze toward the man standing in the lake.
"That man," Owen said.
The dark grin on the man's vaguely familiar face widened.
"I think he's dangerous."
Lori shaded her eyes with a hand and squinted out at the lake. Owen was certain she was looking right at the man, but Lori turned back to her brother with a look of curiosity in her blue eyes.
"What man?" "Right there, don't you see him?"
Owen jabbed a finger at the man, whose grin widened even further as he began to stride toward them, his brown leather shoes splashing on the surface of the lake, dampening the cuffs of his pants.
"He's right there!"
"Who's right there?"
Gerald said, approaching the children with a smirk. Owen